Hey everyone, Brooklyn Wesson here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guru in a world that's anything but stoic. Ever feel like your brain's impermanent high speed, bouncing from task to task with about as much focus as a squirrel on caffeine? You know that feeling when you start a project, lose track of time scrolling through memes, and then panic realizing you haven't actually made any progress? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can train our minds to be more focused, more present, and less like a pinball machine in overdrive. And the secret weapon? Mindfulness and meditation. These aren't just trendy buzzwords, people. They're ancient practices with modern-day superpowers. Think of them as mental gym workouts for your brain. Regular practice strengthens your attention muscle, helps you stay calm under pressure, and even boosts creativity. I know what you're thinking. Brooklyn, I don't have time to sit cross-legged chanting Om for hours. Listen up, because it doesn't have to be that way. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started on your mindfulness journey. First, remember that mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind. It's about being fully present with whatever is happening in the moment, without judgment. Think of it like watching a movie. You don't need to analyze every scene or character, just enjoy the story unfolding. You can practice this while doing everyday things like brushing your teeth, showering, or even waiting in line at the grocery store. Just focus on the sensations, the warmth of the water, the feeling of the toothbrush bristles, the scent of that person's perfume, okay, maybe not that last one. Second, start small. Even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. No need to jump into a marathon meditation session right away. Find a quiet space, close your eyes, and simply focus on your breath. Inhale deeply, exhale slowly. Notice the rise and fall of your chest. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide it back to your breath. Third, find what works for you. There are tons of different meditation techniques out there, guided meditations, walking meditations, even laughing meditations. Experiment and see what feels most natural and comfortable. Fourth, be patient with yourself. Like any new skill, mindfulness takes practice. Don't get discouraged if your mind races or you find it hard to stay focused. Just keep coming back to the present moment, one breath at a time. Remember, even a few seconds of focus is better than none at all. Finally, remember that mindfulness isn't just about sitting still and being quiet. It's a way of living, a way of approaching every experience with intention and awareness. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're in a meeting, your boss is talking, but your mind starts to wander. Thoughts about that unfinished email, the grocery list you need to make, or that funny video you saw online start to pop into your head. Sound familiar? Now imagine instead that you gently bring your attention back to the present moment. You focus on your boss's voice, the words they're using, and the ideas they're sharing. Suddenly, you're engaged, present, and able to contribute meaningfully to the conversation. That's the power of mindfulness. It can help you stay focused, even when distractions are swirling around you. So there you have it, 5 powerful tips to boost your focus and concentration through mindfulness and meditation. Remember, these aren't just fancy buzzwords, they're practical tools that can transform your daily life. Take a deep breath, start small, be patient with yourself, and watch as your mind becomes a laser-focused powerhouse. Ready to take action? First things first, try incorporating a 5-minute mindfulness practice into your day. You could do it while having your morning coffee, before starting work, or even during your lunch break. Second, share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. And lastly, join the conversation on social media. Let me know what you think and how mindfulness is impacting your life. Remember, every small step counts. Keep practicing, keep exploring, and keep that focus sharp. Until next time, stay mindful, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.